listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Some NFL news updated. Justin Forsett been re-signed by the Baltimore Ravens. The Saints have signed cornerback Brandon Browner. Let's go back to the phones. We've got Jim in Concord. Jim, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
You got it, man. How are you doing?
All right. I got two things, if you let me get to the second one after this. First one was wide receiver, sleeper in the draft, Jake Kumerow. The Browns should keep their eye on him, maybe seventh round, sixth round, 6'4" out of Wisconsin Whitewater. I know it's Division III, but he's a 4'5 receiver, 6'4", and I've seen him play about five times on TV. Looks good.
Okay, I like that.
All right. And then the other thing is you said the Browns aren't looking in the Revis and those guys because of the quarterback, and that's the frustration that a lot of us fans have, is we can't find a quarterback. And then our owner says, who I've been supporting, he says, well, we're gonna take care of the quarterback position, and we get McCown and we get Thaddeus Lewis. Is that taking care of the quarterback position?
Well, I think McCown has been brought in to be that bridge quarterback. They felt that he was a better organizational fit for the Browns. The guy that's supposed to be the quarterback is Johnny Manziel. And now we all know where Johnny Manziel is right now, trying to personally better himself and get to the point where he can be a contributor to this Browns team. But that's the guy. They drafted him in the first round last year. That was looking for the quarterback. That's exactly what they were trying to do. It just, at this point, unfortunately, didn't quite work out through 1 year, through six quarters of action. And again, I don't think we're done with him yet, and we'll get to see what we get from him. Johnny D in Dallas, welcome to the show.
What's up, boys?
Not too much, Johnny. How you doing?
As always, good. Hey, you know, I have a few things. I'd like to have just a bit of a conversation with you guys, if possible. You know, I agree that, you know, as you've mentioned a few times, that Johnny is the quickest and easiest path to a winner.
Yep.
But we don't know. We don't know what we have in him. I think, you know, McCown, we kind of know he's somebody who could muddle through for a year or so, but I don't expect anything from him. I didn't expect anything out of when Tampa Bay signed him after that big year in Chicago. I just think he is what he is. One thing we do have is assets of cash. We have money. We're always at the top of the cap space. And, you know, in case the Johnny thing doesn't work out, I would have thought that maybe you go and plug as many holes as possible. You get a nose tackle. You get a wide receiver. You know, don't let Buster go and don't let Sheard go, because now you got those two holes. And, you know, regardless of what you guys say about Sheard, I hear you, he's not world beater, but we relied on him quite a bit last year.
I like Jamal
Sheard. He was playing on a bad wheel and running it out. He didn't get big money from New England. I think we could have kept him around, but now we need to refill that. So my point is, if we plug some of the holes with the cash, with those assets we have, and then turn around in the draft and not have needs, this way you can try to trade back, try to trade down again, and hopefully recoup some draft picks that turn into next year first-round picks, so that if we find out Johnny is just not going to cut it, he got out of rehab, he went back in, he's... You have the ammunition to trade up and get a quarterback in a year that hopefully there will be quarterbacks available. You know, all this talk about those supplemental picks, those were fifth round picks. You're not going anywhere with those. You may find good players at those spots, but you're certainly not going to use
them.
They
can be better than that, but I understand what you're saying. They can be fourth. They can be as high as third. When you look at I think the Browns do want to fill some of the holes around the quarterback position. I think if you've heard Ray Farmer, again, he said many times, you know, given that they know that currently, you know, if Johnny's that guy, he's not at that level right now, that you want to make a stronger team around him to minimize, you know, the importance that's placed solely on the quarterback position. I just don't think they are doing that with big-name splashes. The people who went in free agency do it in the second and third wave by finding guys that they think will exceed market value in their systems, guys that will come in and help in that regard, like an Andrew Hawkins. The Browns gave Andrew Hawkins good money for what he was at the time, and Andrew Hawkins had a career year. That's what you want to try to find, guys like that for the Browns in free agency.
And my perspective on everything that he said, and I agreed with a portion of what he said, but I believe next year, as we accumulate and use these draft picks and strategically add value through free agency without overpaying, next year is that year. Next year is that year where you stockpile draft picks, and you can. I would have no problem after accumulating a significant amount of talent this year via draft and free agency, and you put a quality product out on the football field, whether you fall short of your aspirations of making the playoffs or not, you put a quality product that the Browns fans and the Dog Pound can rally around, that next year I have no problem going first round, swing tackle as a backup, you know, or another asset on the defensive line, or another edge rusher to add to the mix, or another wide receiver, whatever it might be, because we've done so much diligence to the opportunity in front of us right now. And that's having the two number one picks and the most draft picks of any team in the NFL.
That's right, what the Browns hope to do. Mike in Youngstown, welcome to the show. Mike, how are you doing?
Mike, you there?
All right.
I'm not going to put it in the bank, can you tell me?
Mike.
Is this next week?
Mike, you're on the radio.
Oh, sorry, right, guys.
Hey, what's up, man?
Are you at the bank or something, or what?
What's going on, Mike?
I have an amateur boxing show coming up next week, and one of the people behind the table was pulling in when I was pulling out. Anyway, what I'd like to ask you guys, this. You know, I get so sick of all these people. You know, I saw the Browns when I was 14 play at Pitt Stadium back in 1964. You know, I've been a long time Brown. Doesn't matter how long we've been Brown fans. You know, we've been happy. We've been sad. Here's my point. Everybody acts like the ship's going down. The regime has been here how long? It's been here how many years? And we went from winning four games a year to seven.
Correct.
If we started to see the right now, how is our offensive line? And I'm sick of these people bad rapping Schwartz because he's not as bad as people say he is. How do you rate our line if we started right now?
It's one of the best in the NFL.
Right. How do you rate what one of our needs is, obviously, is to get a tight end. We got Clay in town from what I thought. We have Barnage and the other tight end. They're okay. We have two good possibly three good running backs. We have a quarterback that's here to maintain. That's all he's here to do. If we can hand the ball off and he can be efficient, then we can win.
I think you're exactly right.
If we can pick up an offensive lineman, fine. But it's not like we start the season and we're going to stink, because that's not true. Then you go to the defensive side of the line, everybody in the world knows we need something in the middle.
Yep.
But how do you rate our linebackers, our corners? And this is an if, and
safeties?
I think working out with Hayden is going to be great, Gilbert. And Hayden and our safety and our Dansby and Robertson – why is everybody acting like the sky's going to fall?
Do you know? You don't want to know why? Because we still don't have our guy at quarterback, and a quarterback will lead you to the promised land.
Yes, and that is exactly right. The quarterback is what you need. This is a team that can compete right now. I think that's the point. I think people are misunderstanding what we're saying. You're still building your organization smartly.
You're always building your organization
with long-term thinking, but this is a team that feels that it can win right now, and these guys need it to win right now. I don't think there's anybody saying that the Browns can't win now. I think it's obviously, as you know my stance on quarterbacks, unless you have top half of the league quarterback play, it's a tough sell to think that you're going to win a Super Bowl, but this is a team that can continue to be building and going in the right direction. And I think they will do that this year. I think they're going to be much better, especially on defense, than people are giving them credit for. And with this line, with Alex Mack back, I still think they're going to add some playmakers. We're going to see what happens here with this team. And I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised when it is all said and done with the Browns here. Let's go now to Chevy, our man in New Jersey. What's up, Chevy?
Hey, guys. Through free agency, you know, we're trying to take advantage of teams that don't have a lot of cap space. But we'll try to grab a guy like Fairley and that Clay. But what about Greg Hardy? I mean, there's a guy that could play, and we obviously need him. So I
don't
like
think there's
it.
Any question that he can play. I just don't know if given his issues that we are gonna that we would that's
we may be the wrong player for his issues.
Well, we do have a pretty good locker room now that we've thinned it out by attrition. But hey, I really like what that draft expert said about Lael Collins, Danny Shelton. But if we grab a fairly, then we don't have to wait till the second round to grab our receiver. We can get one of the top three.
I agree. That's why I personally would like to see one of those things addressed that could free us up to do something just like that. I think you're exactly right. So that's what I would like to see as well. All right, when we come back, we're going to wrap things up. A little fact or fiction, more phone calls, 216-578-0850 as well, here on ESPN 850 WKNR. The things we could be, but baby, I've been praying hard.